In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, welcome to Trinity today. We're glad you're here with us in the Lord's house. When our girls were littler than they are now they're both big and almost grown up, but when they were little and we put them down to sleep at night, both Kathleen and I had to warm up our voices and drink a glass of water beforehand, because the only way they would go to sleep is to be accompanied by singing. It was sort of like the late night all request hour on the radio, but the hits we were asked to sing as they lay falling asleep were such classics as Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, Jingle Bells, No Matter the Month or Season, but also Amazing Grace or Jesus Christ the Apple Tree. Singing relaxes us, no matter our age. Singing comforts us and makes us feel safe. Singing lets us express love and joy and faith that it's otherwise hard for us to put into words. And Lutherans love to sing. One of our members tells the story of attending a funeral at another church and the priest stopping him afterwards saying, "Welcome, I knew you weren't one of us, but must be a Lutheran because you were actually singing." So it should come as no surprise to us that in our second lesson from Philippians chapter 2 today, that it's actually a song, is actually the first Christian hymn that we know of, that it even predates the Bible, a hymn that the very first Christians sang about our Lord Jesus, a way they could put their love and faith and joy in Christ into words that were more than words, a way they could sing about all that Christ has done and what God has done for us through him. This ancient hymn that we call the Christ hymn begins in Philippians chapter 2 today with, "Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave." Jesus was equal to the Father in every way. He was with the Father from all eternity, but he did not exploit that. He did not hold that over anyone. He did not hold on to and grasp that. If you and I were equal to God, it would be like that old movie, Bruce Almighty. We'd use our powers to get what we want for our own gain, to keep the spotlight on us. I asked our confirmation kids this week what they'd do if they were God, and the first answer they gave was that they'd turn everything into ice cream. So there you go. We'd use our powers to make unlimited ice cream and climb up high to stand on our mountain of rocky road, because we're not only addicted to sugary desserts, but we're addicted to glory, to the seeking of ourselves. And no matter how much we have, it's never enough. But Christ, gloriously equal to the Father in every way, instead emptied himself. Emptied himself of all glory, instead poured himself out to complete nothingness, and was born in a manger in an animal feed trough. He took the exact form as you and me, the song says, 10 fingers, 10 toes, just like us, fully human. But the form that Philippians tells us today Christ really took was the form of a slave to sin. Slaves to sin? Not me, we say. But we just confessed it, didn't we? That we are in bondage to sin and cannot free ourselves, and that our world, our everyday lives, our families, our country, all show us what just living for yourself gets you, what worshiping just me and mine gets you, what our addiction to glory and putting ourselves in the place of God gets you. It's empty, it's demonic, it's destructive, it's never enough, it is a living death. But when Christ was found in human form like a slave, even that wasn't low enough for him. No, the song says, he had to go lower. He had to lower himself down as far as possible. He had to renounce and lose all glory. So he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. The one who was equal to the Father in every way emptied himself and humbled himself, becoming a friend of tax collectors and prostitutes, spending his days with the sick, the starving, the sinners. There was nowhere too low, nowhere too humble for Christ to go. And so he emptied himself all the way down, even to death on a cross. Loving you more than he loved himself, Jesus emptied himself out for you, poured himself out for you, poured every drop of himself out so that on the cross there was nothing left. He emptied out his lifeblood in order to save yours. He poured himself out so that he cried, "I thirst," so that your cup would overflow and your life be filled. And if that wasn't low enough, we also confess every week that he descended into hell. Christ went all the way into the deepest depths of the lowest and worst and most God-forsaken place, so that wherever you are in life, however low you think you've fallen, however low or far from God you feel today, Christ has been there. You are not alone. Wherever you are, Christ is there too. Therefore, the song says, God also highly exalted him. Super exalted him is the literal translation. Because the first shall be last, because the meek shall inherit the earth, because God is close to the brokenhearted, because God brings light out of darkness and life out of death, because Christ lowered himself and made himself nothing, God highly exalted him and made him everything. God raised him up and gave him the name that is above every name, Jesus, the name that charms our fears and bids our sorrows cease, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bend in heaven and on earth and under the earth. And at the name of Jesus, everything everywhere should bow down and worship, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. So the one who started off at the right hand of the Father, equal to the Father in every way, and came down for us as low as he could go, is now back at the right hand of the Father, back to where he started in the first place. But he's back there having emptied himself in love for you and me and the world. He's there having borne the sins of the world. He bears the scars and the nails in his hands, his feet, and his side. He is seated in glory. But it's a glory that has paid the price. It's a glory that has sacrificed everything in love in order to fill everything with love. And that's the life that you and I now get to live, one overflowing with his grace and glory and love. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, this amazing hymn began. Let his grace, which has claimed you and shaped you, get to work in you. You are called to follow him. You can start to live like Jesus Christ lived. How? With this hymn in our ears, filled with the grace of Christ who emptied himself for us and has been raised for us. Well, now the way up is down. Tim Keller says, now to be rich is to give your money away. Now to have power and influence is to sacrifice your power for other people. Now to be happy is to stop thinking about your own happiness, but to help others be happy. Now to rule over others is to serve others. The way up now is down. Let the same mind be in you as in Christ Jesus, who emptied himself. Many of you were here in August when we laid our sister Shirley King to rest. A lifelong nurse and caregiver who ended up becoming a surrogate mother and grandmother to the Shang children next door, Shirley was a faithful follower of Christ who spent her life emptying herself for the sake of others. On the last day of her life, as we gathered to pray and to say goodbye, I asked the family if there was anything else they wanted to do for her. Sing for her, they said. She loved hymns. She loved singing. So we sang there in her little room, How Great Thou Art. But when I think that God his Son, not sparing, sent him to die, I scarce can take it in. That on the cross, my burden gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin. As we come to our time for communion in a moment, we'll sing our faith here. We'll sing about how God, his Son not sparing, sent him to die to empty himself for us. Empty himself into one last meal. Empty himself into simple bread and wine. so that you can be filled. Filled with his forgiveness, life, and salvation. Filled with his peace. Filled so that our cups runneth over. Filled so that we can empty ourselves out for our neighbors. So that we can give ourselves away like he did. We are filled to the brim this morning so that we can empty ourselves out for those around us. Following Christ, who emptied himself for us and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. So, let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who emptied himself. And the peace of God that passeth all understanding, guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.